You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh. I only choke fights when it's important, Kinder, also known as Kinder. And I'm joined, as always, by Matthew. Come on down to Octane's Bounce House Emporium, also known as ExoMat.
Yeehaw!
There's a Crowl there somewhere, too. And we are joined by our man himself, Corey. I'm a Reju, but I'm going to complain the whole time, Treadway, also known as Kurabara.
Can you guys please stop dying? Seriously.
Yes.
No,
dear.
I refuse.
You're very trying.
Damn it. I need to start playing. I'm playing Lifeline again.
You need to start playing with better teammates as well.
Oh, and, guys, I'm taking applications.
Yeah. Hey, Lamau. Honestly, I wouldn't play with me. First of all, we'd like to welcome any first-time listeners. If you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and fellow Apex players. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats, that's RIFTI. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We'd like to thank our partner, Chicken Coop Esports. CCE is an esports and tournament hosting organization focused on bringing players opportunities that want to take the first step into the competitive scene of Apex Legends. We are recording at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, August the 9th. And we have quite a bit to talk about with you guys today.
No, we don't.
I'll start things off with some, just a little bit. Some spicy patch notes. A whole new season. And we're going to start off with some announcements real quick, followed by our Week in Apex, how things kind of turned out for us during this brand new fancy update. And then we're going to talk a bit about, well, all these patch notes going on. A whole lot of changes, new legend. Vantages in, changes the weapons, we have a new attachment. I mean, we just got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, and that's going to be the bulk of the episode. Yeah. And then we're going to end things off with our question of the week responses, followed by this week's new question of the week.
Woo!
But yeah, first, who wants to run us through some announcements, my boys?
I got you. So, hey. First of all, Tinder only choke fights are important. Good lord. I don't know. The Kurabara one is just legendary, though. Like, and by the way, I want everyone to know I spelled it Octane's Bounce House.
Yeah, with the umlaut.
Yeah, exactly. So, congratulations to our Dropping Spicy Clip of the Week winner, Grotchenson, with a clean aerial 3-tap with a long boy. Just bop, bop, bop. This is gorgeous. I was like, chef's kiss.
Well, you followed that up with being snuck up on by another random player and then just murdering them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, tidying up the rest of the entire squad with extremely, almost worryingly minimal assistance from his squad. It's probably how Kuro feels.
feels bad, man.
It was so satisfying, though. Great job cleaning up the rest of the squad. Don't forget to take off your backpack sometimes, though, bro. You know?
It's like, ow, my back is sore.
Don't forget to submit your juicy Apex clips in the Dropping Spicy Clips of the Week channel on Discord. You can check out some of the clips of the week on our Instagram at instagram.com/droppingspicy. And actually, quick update, we finally got all those tournament stats kind of rumbled up, and if everything goes to plan, they should be dropped by the time this episode comes out. So if not then shortly. So I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. It's really cool if you haven't before had the chance to go through the breakdown that Crazy does. I mean, this man, he's a wizard. He's the Gandalf of Google Sheets, if you know what I mean. I'm gonna remember that, actually. That's pretty good. But
the Gandalf of Google Sheets.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, honestly, though, we'll actually post the ones from our previous tournaments as well. So it's going to be really cool. You can compare, and actually he normally incorporates a lot of the data from the previous ones, but you'll have individual legend stats. You're honestly going to have more stats than they had during ALGS live. It's impressive. So yeah.
Nice.
Enjoy that. Now I had a pretty good week in Apex. I guess I'll start since I'm talking, you know, love me some talking.
Yeah, we can't shut them the fuck up.
Yeah. And people have been trying my whole life. 29 years. Hasn't worked.
Hey, at least I haven't muted you yet. So, you know, must be doing something wrong. I haven't muted you.
True. Yeah.
Fair play. Yeah.
Occasionally it's relevant. Anyway, had a good old time grinding up. Snuck into plat yesterday. No, actually
made it?
Saturday. Yeah. Well, I had a crazy 2 days. I played with Perp. It was just me and Perp for a bit, and then me and Command Control. Two different sessions. I got like 500 RP each session. It was insane. Like we both times, me and Perp with random thirds, we got like a win and then another like 200 RP in like an hour. Me.
How did that game where I started dying in the middle of it go?
I
think it was on like Friday night. We were playing a game, a ranked match. Down like the last three.
We got over 100 RP, I'm pretty sure. We got like three or top four and with like a decent amount of kills. It was really good.
Well, I got we're doing pretty well. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like my stomach's like, hey, how about we take you to the bathroom?
So I'm sorry. We got like 30 to 50. But like, your
stomach just said, hey, bro, we got to take a fat shit.
My man swallowed a couple Arc Stars. You know what I'm saying?
Oof.
Yeah, in real life this time.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was tough. So, you know, we couldn't get your box, but it's all right. So, yeah, I just grinded out like in a few hours on, I think, Saturday night and a few hours on Sunday. Just banged out, got really lucky, some good times.
I had a crazy game of some randoms. Me, but I was busy.
Yeah, like if you were on, I would have invited you.
Busy getting busy.
We really wanted to. I mean, I wish. I wish for you. Yeah, I don't know. That was fun.
I mean, we already know my man gets more ass than both of us put together.
I know, dude.
Close.
I don't know. My man's fucking job of the fuck.
I'm saving that. That's literally, all right, I'm putting that as a note right the fuck now. That's our next intro. Job of the fuck. Got you.
I'm sure that's on the internet somewhere already. There's a rule 34. I literally just came up on that. That's so funny. Oh, man.
Fucking gold. I love it.
It's glorious. All right. Well, anyway, after that strange gem, I had a crazy game of some randoms. I wish I remembered your names, but like we had like 15 team kills and like pretty even. Jeez. We all had like over 1,000 damage. And I don't know. We just like what? I had a long boy most of the match. Then I picked up the G7 because I was like, oh, red G7, not going to be here much longer. So, and I think it was devastating. Yeah, we won a game with some randoms and ranks.
It's a delicious game.
Surreal. It is. Yeah, it was really good. 301 with the two times and then a 2-4 on the G7, man. I actually enjoyed double tap too. It's a god tier third party weapon.
Oh, imagine that. Kinder was fucking right this whole time. But
No, I don't think.
I never think of it otherwise. But
don't get ahead of yourself. We did not say Kinder is right.
We're not saying that's not like a crazy year. Let's not give Kinder any fucking credit.
No, you don't, no, you don't really get they get it right for the obvious, so
right. Mind squirrel situation and all that, you know.
All right. Anyway, so what about you? And then obviously some crazy new season stuff with the boys tonight, but I'll save that for you two and for talking about the new and the cool stuff.
The new hotness.
New hotness, the new vantage. But if we're going to talk about my week, it's like try to finish up the grinding out the battle pass, but decided to call, so I only got to like 70. So I think 76 maybe? Something like that. But tried to finish up all my arenas challenges because I didn't have any arenas done, so decided to hop into arenas and decided to get the most freaking backpackiest teammates as I could.
Yep.
And the enemy team raced up to like match point. I'm playing Mirage, and somehow with no help from these dumb nuts, I was able to like climb us up to like 12 rounds or something like that.
Yeah.
And we came back with a win. It's like, how'd that happen? Like, I don't know why. Like, it's one thing I don't like about arenas, at least by myself, is no one wants to stick together or play like a team. They like just run off and get shot. It's like, yep. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like solos or randos in arenas are actually somehow more toxic than randos in like the regular game. It's fucking weird.
Well, yeah. The only good part is I can still at least pull out a win because there's only three other people on the other team. So it's like,
right.
Still doable.
Like I was saying earlier, like if you're not bad at the game, just, you know, kill everybody. Click heads, five head. Yeah, it's easy. This game's fucking easy as hell.
Yeah, just do better, honestly.
Yeah. How are you literally not in diamond right the fuck now?
That's actually funny. Like, you want to tell that story real quick?
Oh, I don't remember exactly what. Oh, yeah. Me and Matt both like got fucking just absolutely decimated. Like, got dicked in the butt super hard.
It was before this. It was, we're playing ranked. We land near the, what used to be satellites. I can't think of what it's called now.
Okay. I remember which fight you're talking about now.
Yeah. We land on there and I'm like, decided to go exploring, zip across the zip line. And then I hear a crypto drone. And friends of his, they're like, oh god, guys, there are people here. And they're like, I'll just kill them.
I'm like, yeah. Oh. I've had.
Like, Klingits, but I run away, because I don't think I'm ready yet. Kinder and Matt come to help me.
Yep.
And somehow they both get knocked. Like, they do some damage on teammates. I knocked one of them. Or, like, someone knocked one of them. I'm being chased by this crypto. I see the lifeline trying to res, so I throw a random grenade. It knocks both of them. I'm like, huh, that's weird. And I see, like, crypto, well, he's weak.
It's really that easy.
Well, the funny thing, I see crypto, like, trying to heal up, and I'm just, like, shooting at him. He dies. I'm like, oh, huh. So that's what you meant, Kinder. Just click the heads.
So that's how you play this game.
Yeah.
Click heads, collect profit. Like, that easy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. I play this other game, Hunt Showdown, and any a headshot with any gun is an insta-kill. That's big sweaty, though. But, like, that's even more true. You can have, like, the weakest gun of the game, and you tap someone in the head close enough. Makes a special noise.
How about you, Kinder?
My week was fairly short. Mostly, I spent all fucking day trying to download this goddamn update, dude. Holy shit. Like, I love respawn. Honestly, this is a Steam problem. This is not even a re-fucking spawn problem, honestly. But my computer is set to go to sleep every, like, half hour if I'm not doing anything because power consumption. And I guess when I was downloading the update for Apex, it took longer than 30 minutes because it was a fucking, like, 12 gig update. And it went to sleep, you know, fucking big deal. Well, brought it back and tried to finish the update and everything. It was 100% downloaded, but wouldn't fucking install. So I was like, all right, let's go through usual channels, like verify game files. Didn't fucking work. It got hung up on verifying game files, cleared my download cache. That didn't help anything. Like, just a whole bunch of shit. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. We'll just have to reinstall it. And this is like at 8 p.m. today, by the way, so I'm like trying to get on to play with the boys and it's just not happening. So I had to uninstall and complete reinstall. It takes like 15 fucking minutes to uninstall this shit right now. Like, like, seriously, I don't fucking know. I'm so over Steam's fucking interface at this point. I need to do a revamp. I love Steam, I really do, but fuck Steam at the same time. Fuck you, Gavin.
Yeah, I don't actually, I've never had these issues, so I'm very curious what's causing it. Like,
honestly, I think it was just that it went to sleep mid-update. Honestly, it might have went to sleep mid-install, actually. Okay. This has happened to me a couple of times during updates, but honestly, I probably need to set my PC's sleep schedule to like 45 minutes or just turn it off when I know I'm doing updates or something. You could
just do what I do. My computer never sleeps unless I go to the start menu, hit go to sleep, and even then sometimes it's like but
probably like, need to do that, but yeah. ADD and forgetting to fucking turn shit off, you know, pain. Yes.
Yeah,
right. But I think Matt, you also were having some install problems with yours as
well. It's the normal for me. Steam always downloads stuff slowly. I at least Apex I've always had extraordinarily, I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm always grumping and moaning about this every download, every update. It takes forever. And I don't know, I'm downloading, it's a SATA SSD, but it's still an SSD. It's a decent Samsung Evo something. you know.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's solid. Yeah, like it's dependable. Yeah, it's nothing super exciting, but it's definitely like good. Yeah,
I mean, it's not like an NVMe or anything, yeah. But it doesn't matter when you're a fucking ISP throttling the shit out of your download.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, for me, it's just savage. And I don't have God's tier internet, but I get 30 megabytes per second or 150 megabits. So it's very respectable.
I mean, honestly, I don't think it matters much because I've got literally 1,000 down. I've got a gigabit down and checked it while I was downloading. The shit took like still 30 minutes to download the whole fucking thing. So,
For me, it's like 20, but it takes forever. No. Yeah. For me, it takes that long. It took me like 20 minutes just for the update, not to download the whole of Apex. It's weird.
No, I mean, even for the update, it had to take at least that long because my PC went to sleep during, you know.
I guess that's the good thing about my AT&T. It's only 100 megs up and down, but my Apex installed in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, no, the download only took like 5 minutes, but then because there's four steps.
AT&T.
Yeah, and for Steam, it's not about so Steam. There's forgive me if I'm wrong, but it's download, patch, install, and then something else. There's like four stages, and the download is the only part that uses the internet. But each of those steps took like over 5 minutes.
Well, that's what I was talking about, like all my stuff to actually like get from download to playing was only like 10 minutes.
I'm just saying,
I also put mine on a non-SSD too. Mine's on a regular hard drive.
Mine is on my SSD, why it took so long. But like
anyways, if you'd like to tell us about how you put your Apex on your hard drive, please reach out to us on Driving Spicy.
Yeah, call us poor Linus boy tech shitters tips with
not Linus
for not having like what is it, M2 V5 or whatever it's
NVMe.
Yeah, well, we're on the fourth version of the
interface. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But anyway.
Oh no. Anyway. So let's talk about some of this new shit, this new hotness, my boys. So, first and fucking foremost.
Well, first
guys,
of all, and we already went over this. We're kind of going to speed through this, but like we'll elaborate for the parts that blew our minds.
Yeah. I'm not going to go like way right over. You already know what Vantage does, right? Like at this point, you already fucking know. But holy shit, dude. I'm pretty sure you guys feel the exact same way. She feels busted.
Well, only because, just a bit.
Only because she is, right?
Well, I think in my first match with Vantage, with her, like, took me a while to get used to her tactical, which is you send the bat out. I'm like, all right, seems kind of slow. But I realized if you send it out knowing where you're going and then hold the button at the same time, you will start charging up to your bat before it gets to the location. So you can get it places super quick and super high. And like just drop on people and they don't even notice. Like I killed so many other advantages, like just killing them from above. And it felt good.
You have such a high level of control with it too. Mm-hmm. Like where you actually send the thing, you just gotta remember to recall it or you will waste that thing really badly. Like you gotta remember to recall it every time.
Yeah. Or are you running for your life holding Q and swearing and wondering why it isn't working?
right.
Like that part is really good. I like the tactical pass up, but like her ultimate is surprisingly oppressive. Like I didn't
it really is.
Like you get when you haven't fully charged, you have about 5 shots. But each of these shots does so much damage. Like on my first match, I think I killed 2 people on a squad with the ult. It's like I was hitting them, just trying to mark them, because I figured like, hey, I'll hit these guys, I'll mark them. Because I was thinking it's just a marking weapon. And then they died. I'm like, oh, this does a lot more damage than I realized.
Right.
And it's like,
it's not just that either. Like the bullet drop is insanely low. The bullet itself is insanely fast. I thought it was hit scan at first in the practice range. We went there and I was like, is this fucking hit scan right now? Like, and then backed up as far as I could and was shooting stuff. And you could barely tell the difference between shot and hit.
Yeah,
well, like it is that fast.
Well, that's what threw me off the first time I played it too, because I expected like a little bit more bullet drop, so it was overcompensating. It's like, oh wait, I just literally could just point it at them and they die.
Right, and the passive ability, knowing exactly where your bullet's going to drop and hit, that's, don't underestimate how fucking useful that is. I mean, but and you have essentially 3 guns at all times. Mm-hmm. So if you don't even run a sniper, you have a sniper on tap 100% of the time, all the time. So you can run shotgun volt or whatever you want to do, or you can run a red weapon and not even give a shit about anything else, right? You know, I mean, it's just good. Everything about it is good. It's way too powerful, though, honestly. Any objections?
Well, no, because like and also like your teammates are hitting it at the same time because of the damage bonus it does when you mark them.
Right.
Hurts. But I know, yeah. Like, and if you get a good headshot, you're doing 100 damage with that shot.
Easy. And then it ramps up damage with each shot too. So mm-hmm. Do we have numbers on that?
So body shots are 50, 100, 200. And I haven't gotten beyond that because they're dead. I forget if headshots are 150 on the first or the second shot. I think if you do a body and then a headshot, it just automatically skips to 150. But I didn't understand. I was just like, wow, this is sick. Until me and Kura were running for our lives. Remember, Kura, we were the second to last game?
Yeah.
Or maybe third to last game. We were running for our lives and somebody was planking us with that. And holy shit.
It does a fuck ton of damage. And it's like, it's so hard to predict too, because like she just pulls that whenever the fuck she wants. At least it's only 5 shots if it's fully charged, but you know, even then, like, it's so easy to hit shots with the damn thing, right? You know, it's like the lowest skill cap sniper in the game, in my opinion.
Well, it's also, it's that yes and no. Like, it's lowest skill cap, but you still need to be able to hit your shots. If you can't, your shots
are easy. Yeah, you do, but it's also like, just click hits by head.
It's not perfect hit scan, because I was making some
pretty... It's not. I know it's not, but it's very, like, yeah. If you're within 100 yards, it feels hit scan, right?
True, but if you're running full... Because if somebody's doing the slide jumps and stuff, like, I had a hard time at first figuring out, and you only get limited. Like, and I know some people who are hard stands of I do not snipe, I get close. And so that there's some hope there that it's not going to be a...
Yeah. You know. I mean, if you get dropped on, you know, and there's somebody that's got, you know, an angle on you, or they've got range on you and you're not carrying anything, or it's early game, you at least have some defense, right? It's just really good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's enough sucking vantage off.
There's one more thing that I haven't noticed is like when you shoot a shot of it, it doesn't, like, your ult's not done. You can switch to other weapons and it just recharges from where you left
right,
it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like the way that they've been switching that lately. Who else has an ult like that?
And it's tactical. The application is still so damn cool to me.
Oh, try to figure it out.
Oh, Rampart has an ult like that. Rampart's gun, you can do the same thing. I really like the idea of not just burning through your ult immediately all the time and being able to bring it out, you know.
And I do actually appreciate that they don't give you an exact percentage counter once you have one charge. Because I feel like it'd be even more impressive if you're like, oh, sick, I'm at 88% and I got 4 shots. I'm going to start shooting now. And by the time I am done, I'll have my 5th shot. You know, so like they're giving it some slight challenge. But yeah. I mean, and the zoom on that is freaking nuts, bro.
Really is. Be able to like do like her passive where you can tell where your ball drop's going to be a little bit is kind of just like crazy.
It really is. I mean, honestly, if I were going to nerf it, I wouldn't even nerf the damage or anything. I would nerf the velocity of the bullet.
No, it would be a good way to do it. But I feel like knowing all of that is like, I don't like when they do it that way, because you develop some skill with the gun. I would rather they change this any other statistic, because I mean,
if they're going to do it now, like if they're going to do it, nerf it quickly, then that would be the way
I don't
to go,
think it's think. That oppressive. I just think it's gonna get a light nerf in a season or two, in a season or a split.
Yeah, I think she'll get like a slight nerf to some parts of it.
I mean, if they nerf damage enough, I don't want to nerf too much damage, because you know, it feels nice being able to use that.
Would you make the charge slower?
Honestly,
like 10%? No,
because like you run around the map for long enough, you know, you get your charge like crazy. I don't know. I'd have to look at the charge numbers. Maybe, yeah. I mean, honestly, a damage nerf is probably what they'll do, and it's probably going to be the most effective. I'm just thinking outside the box, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that wouldn't be too bad.
They're probably going to try changes and lab them out, right? Like, let's make this change and then see how it works. And then, you know, if it looks like shit or if it feels like shit, then they don't do that, right?
Yeah.
One thing I was noticing about this, like, is still her, like, this ultimate. That jump ability, though, is super high. I'm still kind of wondering if they're going to like reduce that a little bit, because it doesn't really seem to have much of a cooldown. It's like you can activate it pretty quickly and get up to places with insane ease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the like, double jump, like I still don't, I still haven't really done that, but the double jump thing that Kinder was telling us about.
Yeah, you can double jump.
Out. Yeah, the double jump's kind of like just for correction to keep you from dying. It's not like, it's not even like an octane double jump where it's really useful for like getting extra height and everything. It's really just kind of an extra like, ooh, I need to change this way, you know.
Well, it was good for me because one game I jumped to an area and I noticed where I was about to land at. There was an enemy team coming up, so I was able to double jump and correct myself. Like, well, nope, we're going somewhere different. This is going to be a bad time for me.
Yeah, but it's not going to, like, completely break, you know, how you do everything else. Just like, oh, we're going to correct course here rather than buying an engagement ring for my jump arc, which I like. I like being able to have that little bit of option. Makes her an actual movement legend instead of just a Octane 2.0.
Right.
Better Octane.
Well, I feel kind of bad for another player is I saw someone running away, didn't have a good line of sight of them. We're in Relic. I just jump up quickly up top of the Relic and was like, man, I don't have any good scopes. Oh, wait, I have an ult. Let me pull out my ult sniper.
You have just,
a minute.
I just double tapped him with that and they just died. It's like, well, sorry about your res. You're having a bad time.
Feels bad, man. But let's go ahead and move on to some other stuff. We got too much shit to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we banged through the King's Canyon update, but man, I think it feels really good. You old timers now, remember we almost got screwed by Second Ring, I want to say, and the change around Marketplace. Remember the new rotations. And the old rotations, the changes, because we thought that we could jet out.
Almost got us.
Yeah,
dude.
We thought we could jet out the back of Market into the big tunnel by the valley.
Nah, son.
Nah, dog. You got to hang a right and go out by a diving board. I forget what the real name is. Sorry, but
I straight up ran directly face first into the wall, thinking, "Oh, this is where we go." Oh, fuck, no!
Like, whoopsie!
Can't believe I've done this. Yeah, it was bad, man. Spent like what? A good 10 seconds figuring out where the fuck do we go? How do we get out of here?
How did this happen to me?
I made some mistake.
God.
This is, I kind of wish they made this more apparent. You can look it up though and see what the different colors mean, but basically the new level cap has happened. There's 1 through 500, and then there's 3 additional tiers. So I guess tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 of 1 to 500. Tier 2 is like an olive green background. We'll find out, you know, over the week, probably like by the end of the week, most of us will be hitting like level 10 or more of tier 2 if you were already chilling at level 500. Over the new 1500 levels, that's 345 additional packs. I don't remember off the.
I say, like, how many packs is it per level? It's like you have to get like 10 levels to get a pack.
I think it's even slower. Yeah, I don't remember the exact maths, but I know that by level 500 or by level like 300, you only get a pack like every 5 levels, and that might even get lower. A total, the new max amount you can get is 544 though. So the battle pass, moving on, the battle pass, a lot of the challenges are flexible, so they'll change with your mode that you're playing, so that's cool. You can pick a battle royale or non-battle royale instead of being stuck with a bunch of unfinished battle royale or arenas challenges at the end of the season.
I
know there's some gamers out there who get ticked off if there's challenges that they haven't done, even if they're well past finishing their battle pass.
Yeah, good old completionist.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be like that. And I took an arrow to the knee.
Oh, God damn
it. I just realized I had better stuff to do.
Yeah.
Just brought that joke back from the dead real quick. moving into some patch notes. Kurt, you want to read us what the Season 13 rank results were like?
All right, yeah, sure. I can tell you about some rank results. It's like
you're on a podcast, remember?
I know.
You gotta be able to talk.
For split one of season 13, we have the following max tier distributions among players who played more than 10 hours of ranked. Whereas in season 12 split one, we have 10.8 in bronze, 28.78 in silver, 44.45 in gold, 14.60 in platinum, 1.25 in diamond, and 0.10% in masters and predator.
Right. Remember that was season 12 or season 13 split one.
Yeah. And that's like the first split. Like for now, like it looks like about majority of players are in gold and silver, with the rest rounding up in bronze, platinum, diamond, and masters, which seems like a good drop off, except I really did not enjoy all these diamonds as higher up in my lobbies.
Right.
And just.
Yeah. That spread was really bizarre, but that was also when they did the new RP system, right? It was split one of this past season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they made the changes, and we had split two numbers. Kerr, you want to take that?
No, but I'll do it anyways.
Fine.
It looks like I got 2.2 in bronze, 15.2 in silver. Once again, 41% in gold, 32% in plat, 8% in diamond, and 0.45 in masters, which doesn't look too bad. It looks like there's a little bit less people in silver and bronze. A lot there more have gotten up to platinum and diamond. So this is a better spread. I didn't look at this, so a little bit more even between the three.
Significantly less people stuck in bronze. You know, you've got a much healthier platinum rank. You know, from 14% to 32%. You know, more than double, and then like a 6 or 8 times increase the diamond from 1.25 to 8.05. So clearly, you know, the spread was a lot better. So I think the changes they made were definitely good. They definitely felt better. Holy shit, I know that.
Yeah, I probably could have got up higher and probably maybe even tried to get up to plat if I just put more time into it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even think I broke 10 hours in ranked.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. So I'm not surprised. It makes sense. Most of the people are in silver or gold, a little bit in plat, a little bit in, that would be very none. Like, for split one, like, it was really hard. I think a lot of people got to gold. Like, I think I got to gold and I was like, man, this is awful. I hate this.
Right.
But then the second split, there's way more in plat, and that makes sense. I mean, if I was able to get there, everyone else was too, right?
Right.
I have a question here because I'm reading these next rank changes. It says like there's been an entry clear cost of 5. What's this next part? Says kill RP, remove diminishing returns, eliminations. This means like
right. So now you don't have your eliminations don't diminish as far as like it used to be. You go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
I think it was after 5, you would get less KP per kill, or you'd get less RP per kill, or maybe it was 8. I think it was 5 and then 6 and then 7 and 8, you get like less by 8. You get like 0.2 RP.
Oh,
or like RP per kill.
I can't remember the exact numbers.
Yeah. There was a lot of statistics the last 2 splits. But so that was wild.
Yeah. I like that they simplified everything. Like, honestly, that was just too fucking much math to try to figure this shit out.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone's eyes glazed over listening, or ears glazed over. That sounds weird. But anyway. So exciting things. And so I had a shock. Our first match, I was just like, yo, let's go. We hopped in. I picked up the first 2 guns I saw. Or alternator was number 1. And then I think I skipped a couple guns and grabbed a chargey with a 3 times. But man, guess what I found for that alternator? Alternator's always been a dependable, solid gun. But I found a laser sight. And holy,
it feels so good, doesn't it?
It is so beefy. Like, I don't know how much y'all use the alternator. I use that as my sidearm almost exclusively all night.
Oh, yeah. I used it during like 3 or 4 different games. The only time I really didn't use it is if I didn't find it, or if I found the 99 first.
Yeah. That's usually, I mean,
the 99 with the laser sight, my boy.
It is dangerous.
The 99 with the laser sight? Are you kidding me? It's illegal.
I don't know, but I could hip fire the. I can hip fire the alternator at 2 times sight ranges and hit most of my shots. It's like obscene.
You remember when you were down and I was trying to res you and that guy kept coming up when I was lasering the fuck out of him? That was 99 laser sight, dude.
Ooh, hip
like,
fire.
If I can laser a dude like that, you can fucking laser.
True.
A guy,
I haven't tried the R9 at all tonight because I was also really enjoying the car. The car is disgusting.
Oh, I didn't realize the car SMG could take it.
No, it can't. It does not need it. It would be busted. It would be bussin'. But like, it can't take a barrel stabilizer or a laser sight. It's just vanilla, and it's still holding on up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So everybody, most of you probably already know this, but in case you weren't aware, the G7 is back on the ground, baby.
Hey.
That thing, I forgot how fast it fires because I rarely used it when I was playing its last few splits and seasons that it was in the care package.
Yeah.
It's still good.
It's such a good gun. So it's like it was funny earlier though when Matt found the G7 Scout. He's like, what was it? Man, it's so nice that the 3030 is out of the care package. Like, what are you talking about, Matt? 3030's been out of the care package. Yeah, no, it was in there last season. Like, no, it wasn't. Oh, sorry, I meant the G7. It's a worse 3030. Yeah.
I'm infamous for freaking saying one thing, meaning another.
It still sucks dick at close range though. Found that out the hard way.
Yeah, but like short to mid, like almost like close or middle range, it's decent with that double tap, and it fires so fast in single fire. Like I forgot, like ba 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 ba. And guess what else? Really, 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 really exciting for all of us. Volt, baby.
Oh, it's still good, just as good as it ever was. Feels so good, dude.
Still and very dangerous.
It went from 17 to 15 damage, if I'm not mistaken. We'll talk about that later. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but like, I think
still laser.
I think like the one time I had the Volt, I wiped an entire squad, and the only reason I had to give up the Volt is because there was nobody had energy ammo, and I'm like, well, I really can't do anything with two bullets.
Yep. Not even with that attitude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. That attitude, I can't.
And just hit him with it.
The thing that's been kind of like sad for me right there is. The Vocek and the Rampage have both entered the care package.
I know.
I have seen so many care packages so far, and the only gun that I have found has been a Mastiff, which is fine, except the areas I find it is where everything's just like close range.
Oh, so remember like, that game range. We got third place in?
Oh, no, sorry. That's close range. Everything was long range. I really couldn't use that. I could easily use the Kraber. Like the one that Pathfinder who one-shotted me did.
Oh, God, that was dirty.
Just carrying around a Mastiff like some kind of busker on the streets. Close range, anyone? Oh, just like with your coin cup.
And everybody sniping, be like, I just want to use this Mastiff.
Kinder, come on.
Come on, it was a good joke, and you know it. Fuck off.
I'm going to tell your kid, he's going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what a Mastiff is.
This thing that also threw me off, and I guess I missed this line, is I didn't realize the wingman's becoming a sniper weapon. I guess that explains all the jokes and why I was putting sniper sights on the wingman.
Yep.
Like, can you put sniper sights on them?
No, but that's always been a meme.
I was about to say, like, what the fuck?
That's always been a meme. But they changed the sound of the wingman. I don't know if you noticed, you're a freaking nerd like I am, but they changed the wingman noise. It's really loud now.
I haven't used it yet.
I didn't notice. It might be a little bit louder, but I was amazed that
it sounds totally different.
Yeah, it's fair. Like my first game tonight, like after the season dropped, all I could find is a wingman. Got wiped a squad with it. I'm like, well, this is unusual.
Well then,
that's why I see it. Be like, shoot, bang, knocked. Friend comes to shoot at me, bang, they get knocked. Valk gets scared, tries to Valk away. Nail them. I'm like, and their box just sails slowly down.
I love how the terminology is tries to Valk away, and then everybody knows exactly what you mean.
Yes, I approve.
Yeah, just go Valk off over there, you idiot.
Whereas if they were trying to say go fuck off, they would say go octane off.
Yeah.
No.
What you doing, man? Oh, just octaning off one.
Yeah. Stop talking to me. That's messing up my vibe, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to fuck my concentration up.
Oh boy.
Shut up, I'm healing.
I missed impact. Oh no. So yeah, car is on the flow. Car is great, nice and beefy. Devotion enters the crafter. I couldn't care less. Like I literally couldn't care less. I never use the Devo.
Yeah.
I love the Devo. So eventually I'll probably craft, especially since you can now, it's very nice. So just only one person has to pick up crafting and everybody has it.
Exactly. And if you get if you come across a lonely, sad little turbo, then you can just be like, hey, I'm going to make me a Devo. It'll be glorious.
Or just put it on a
Havoc.
Havoc. That's the word I'm trying to use. Yeah, but I want to say
Devo. I had one of those earlier. It was amazing.
That fucking thing over there. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, that fucking guy.
So, RE45 and Hammer Point combo into the crafter.
That's gross. Eventually, I'll try
that. Yeah.
But there's so many nice alternators now because of that. There's so many. They're everywhere.
Oh, there really is.
You close your eyes, honestly, throw a rock, and it hits an alternator.
Yeah. The thing that really fucked me up, also gold weapon rotation, just a quick note, longbow, G7, Mosey, 99, Hemlock, cool, you know?
Yes.
Generic. The thing that was fucking me up, I didn't realize this until just now, I didn't catch it in the patch notes, but the base hip fire spread of both SMGs and assault rifles has been increased, and I am a hip fire fucking god, alright? Like, that is how I play the game. Fuck ADS, you know, I'm an old Halo guy. We don't aim.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. But no, you can get away with it a lot, or you used to be able to get away with it a lot, especially with things like the 99 and, you know, like the Prowler. Like, you basically don't fucking aim with a Prowler. You just hip fire, and that's just how it goes. And that was increased, and guns did feel a bit different. So if your muscle memory is feeling a little fucked up right now and you don't ADS a ton, that's probably why. But laser sight does compensate, especially with a 99. So keep that in mind. You know?
I guess I didn't notice. Like, I was still having trouble slaying people, even with these changes. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You also like ADS like you're supposed to. I don't.
Well, ADS when they're far away. If they're close range, I use
hip fire. No, I'm always like, we're fucking hip firing here. We're spraying prey, my boy.
Yeah, they were making it so you really wanted to. They're making it so that you kind of have to
skill use the laser sight. Honestly.
Well, no, they're encouraging you to use the laser sight to have probably like a few percent better than what the old hip fire was, but it's still noticeable. Sense. But
it's really noticeable for sure.
So they want the EVA 8 to be cool again. They've improved the recoil, so probably lessened it. It now takes stocks. They removed one pellet from the blast pattern. Fire rate increased from 2.3 to 2.
Oh, take stocks? That's interesting.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the recoil improvement. It seems better than nerfing, or lowering the, not nerfing, but decreasing pellet damage goes from 7 to 6. But, again, like with all this other stuff, having slightly lesser damage, but probably more consistent controllable damage is going to be way more.
No. Pellet damage was increased to 7 from 6. Oh, but they're removing one pellet from the pattern.
Oh, and same with the fire rate from 2.0 to 2.3 fire rate. Bolt rate of fire bonus is increased. So that's cool. It's just a real minor 0.05 and 0.1 increase. And now the bow check, damage at full draw increased from 60 back to 70. Now, if you remember, this was a big-ass problem a few splits ago, so I'm curious to see how this goes. I mean, actually, I'm not, because it's in the care package, so, like, it should be more busted.
The part that makes me sad is you can no longer pick up the fired arrows. I guess they're very special arrows now that as soon as they hit your body, they are unretrievable. Yeah.
I always wonder how this works.
Explosive arrows from Blade. Or what is it Blade?
Rambo?
What the fuck movie is it? Rambo. Yeah. I don't know why I thought Blade.
I don't know. Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I always thought that it'd be kind of cool explanation for this would be like hard light arrows.
I miss you, Wesley Snipes.
Like some Halo style tech, like hard light arrows, you know?
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
So next we have the rampage changes. The damage, which was previously 26 per bullet, has been bumped up to 28. And it comes with a thermite grenade. So, does that mean it comes charged? Or like when you pull? No! It comes with a thermite in the care package size.
Does it, or is it in the chamber already?
I don't know. We will find out. I
like to test it out because I'm not sure. I've never had a chance to try it, so I don't know. It's just kind of weird wording. Rampage comes with thermite, so it's like either you open it and there's a thermite on the section. You're like, I guess I'll grab this thermite to add to my rampage. Thank you, good sir.
Yeah.
Can I have
or, I think it's charged and it just lasts or it's charged and it lasts the full length of the ammo. I don't know. That's also terrifying.
I feel like if it was said that, it'd say like it comes fully charged instead of has a thermite grenade. It specifically says a thermite grenade.
I think like much like you'll see sometimes you'll see like a gun and two things of ammo on on different types of drops, you know?
Yeah.
I think it would be like that just for simplicity's sake. But anyway, the vault, the damage went from 17 down to 15 as it came out of the care package.
Still
the
slays. Car,
yeah, it's disgusting. Car also still disgusting. No longer takes barrel attachments. Uh-oh. And it does just fine. The TTK is disgusting. It's just so... the G7 Scout went from 36 damage to 34. Headshot multiplier reduced from 2.0 to 1.75. Double tap, hop up, burst fire delay increase from 0.4. From 0.375 to 0.4. The L-Star has a slightly faster projectile speed. Increase the number of shots before overheat from 20 to 24. Remove the bright red flash when hitting non-armored targets. Interesting. Okay.
Right. And I don't know I don't know why they buffed the L-Star so much, but hey, I'm here for it. Yeah, well, L-Star was already pretty good.
Kind of out of fashion, honestly.
The only problem I have with that projectile speed is learning it again. Because every time I found the L-Star so far, I easily ran out of all my ammo and be like, well, huh, now what?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, they probably buffed it because of the increased spread, right? Because that was definitely a hipfire.
True. Okay. So the Re-45 increased the iron sight field of view to 70 to be consistent with other pistols.
Oh, I didn't realize it had a different field of view than the other pistols. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's probably something you don't really notice after you've used it a decent amount over a split.
Yeah, just get used to it.
And then the strafe speed is increased by 5% to be consistent with other pistols. The Wingman now uses sniper ammo and magazines. Now, I thought I was under the impression that it had a much louder and more distinct noise, like a tang, tang, tang. But in hindsight, that actually could have been the different noise that the Skull Piercer hop-up
gives. Oh, yeah, it probably was.
That's very likely. Also, I'm still trying to figure out the logic of putting a sniper mag on top of the Wingman, but, you know, whatever.
The power of your imagination.
Don't think about it too much.
Oh, splat.
So, sniper ammo.
It's literally a revolver, and you're putting a sniper magazine into it. I mean, it didn't make sense with a heavy magazine either, but, you know, hey, it's video game logic.
And it's also a micro nerf to the Winger, because you can have less ammo in a stack now.
You talked about that.
Well, kind of. It's like, it's kind of a nerf, but it's also... just using the same amount of ammo I was before. I guess now I just have two stacks instead of one.
Yeah, and that's a micro nerf. It's barely a nerf, but it is
run comfortably. You could run a Wingman before with one stack of heavy ammo. Like, that's 60 shots of the Wingman, which is a pretty good amount. But now you have to run at least two stacks of ammo, which takes away a ammo slot or an inventory slot.
And so that's and the stacks of sniper on that note went from 24 to 28. All charge rifle stands have celebrated at this. and then, because that's one more clip. So, sniper ammo boxes now contain 14 rounds instead of 12. I mean, it's not even the charge rifle doesn't even, it takes a fucking charge pack, dude. Like, it's not a magazine either.
Yeah, I know.
Bitch! No.
Well, I'm still mad that I'm still fucking mad that Bangalore like sticks around into a closed magazine and then ejects the round that she just put in and shit. Like,
want hyper realistic stuff, you go to the game without lasers.
Just fucking research it. Like, it's not that hard.
I know they don't. They
just
don't
go to a gun range one time. It's all it takes.
It's not hyper realistic though, because they got lasers. Honestly. That's why you want super big nerd energy. I think Modern Warfare has the best. They even use the buttons on the freaking M4s on the side.
Yeah.
So Spitfire, recoil adjustments to increase vertical barrel climb. And then Spitfire now uses light ammo and magazines. I don't know. It feels all right.
Because the actual image for the mag you get for a heavy mag looks like the mag for the Spitfire, but now you're using a light mag. You're like,
I know.
Huh. How do I jam this thing in here now?
And I mean, if you look at the Spitfire, doesn't it use a freaking box mag? What's that LMG? Somebody you'll know. Like a M2 something. Anyway. 30-30 repeater, the old cowboy gun. Dual loader has been worked into the dual loader. Oh, I thought they said dual shot and I almost shit my pants. Pardon my French. Dual loader has been worked into the base 30-30 repeater. Thank goodness, bro. It was just not super cash money reloading a 30-30 repeater while that was gone. And now it takes the skull piercer rifling. The Mastiff.
I need to get that on my freaking repeater. I didn't realize that got there.
No, it's terrifying because that gun was already just disgusting. And I think it does, instead of 75 on a fully charged body shot, it does 88, I want to say. I'm full of it. No, I'm sorry. An uncharged vanilla hip fire headshot used to do 75, now it does 88. And a fully charged headshot, I think, used to do 100, now it does like 112. Which is, I think, longbow headshot range. I don't even want to know what the longbow does.
I'm going to be using me a lot more 30-30 repeater.
30-30 has been so beefy already. I don't think it needed this buff at all. I think it's a bit silly.
I don't either.
It's going to be required meta for... It already was at ALGS. That's the thing. Like, it was already like on a quarter or a third of the teams. Or no, all the teams, pretty much. But like a quarter or a third of the players had it. The Mastiff, projectile growth reduced, and I think that's the spread, question mark?
I'm not sure what the hell that means.
The base fire rate reduced from 1.1 to 1.2. So, reduced from 1.2 to 1.1. So,
yeah. It came out of the care package, so they had to nerf it.
Yeah, and then the dual loader is removed. So projectile growth reduced. It can't be reduced spread, because that's not a very good nerf, is it? That's the opposite.
I'm assuming that projectiles may have just actually grown as they left the fucking
rock. I suppose. That's what it seems. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what's saying that basically, the blaze got bigger the farther away it was, which is like, oh, okay.
Aliens.
Yeah, I wish things shoot like, I don't know, napalm round? What the fuck? I don't know.
Oh, man. The Sentinel Deadeye Tempo has been worked into the base Sentinel. Imagine being a new player and trying to figure out what the hell that means.
Right.
What's this weird dot blinking on my screen when I shoot the sniper rifle?
Yeah, they're going to definitely need to rework like the intro thing, you know, the training thing.
Yeah, or just not, honestly, I think they should not talk about it. It'd be one of those cool things you learn as you play the game more.
Yeah, just like, honestly, yeah.
At least for that specific kinda cool thing, you know, because that's kind of weird. Double tap. Yeah. So we got the new hop-ups were brought back. Hype-ups. Recycled. Yeah, recycled's a good word. Double tap. Yeah. Adds the burst fire to the EVA 8 and G7. Skull piercer, 35% headshot damage increase to longboy, wingman, and the 30-30 repeater.
It's nice that Ilex has three things to get on instead of just one. I mean, two.
Yeah, it feels very wasteful when there's not at least three things for something. Cough, double tap, cough.
Yeah.
Please don't add double tap to anything else, though. That'd be cursed. I didn't even know what you would. No, mention double tap PK.
Double tap on 30-30.
You know, we could just bring back
double tap PK, Jesus.
Double tap Kraber. The second shot is shooting into the sky. Anyway, So big changes we've already covered. The gold backpack, new perk Udis, deep pockets, large medical supplies stack higher in your inventory, three bats, three med kits, two Phoenix kits in one stack each. Kura experienced this. Bruh. Like
holy. I will never die.
I will never die. I can survive three squads shooting at me.
There's so much space for activities.
Oh, I love activities.
Oh, man. I actually had a panic moment with a gold knockdown shield, and I did not start to self-revive, and I was very confused, and then I died. But that is now Guardian Angel.
Take some of these next ones if you want to.
Please.
Yeah. So as we talked about, the knockdown shield, the gold knock shield now has the Guardian Angel perk from the previous backpack. Arc stars reduce stick damage from 10 to 40 on armor, reduce the slow on stick, detonation damage increase from 75 to 70, or from 275 from 70, rather. Explosive holds got some changes, reduce spawn rate of mags, laser sights to the pool, blah, 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 a bunch of shit. Valk got kind of dunked on, so... this is probably the one we're going to talk about the most. Yeah. So for Valk, her tactical jets, or her passive, rather, the acceleration got decreased by about 8%. Fuel consumption increased by about 33%. So
on activation.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Not the whole time you're using it, which is interesting.
Right, so you can't, like, pulse it as much. Yeah. It eats up a lot more. Aerial boosting and strafing, 20% debuff when hit by slowing effects. And added a third orange state to the fuel meter UI between green and blah, 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 just a bunch of shit. Missile swarm, the aim turn was slow in the aim slash turn slow removed, which honestly, it felt like shit getting hit by those things sometimes. Indeed. There's such a wide ass range. Yeah. The move slow duration was decreased from 2.5 to 2 seconds, reduced the explosion radius from 175 to 125. And the Skyward Dive had a height reduction of 25%, which is a huge nerf.
Mm-hmm. You can't get over a lot of things, by the way. Like, you can't get over a lot of things.
So I assume that's similar to, like, the geysers from...
They're trash now. The one at Geyser and the one at Lava Siphon, or near Lava Siphon.
I kind of forgot those did that.
But they did reduce the launch time. So it went from 5.5 seconds to 5 seconds. So their kind of justification was, coupled with the height reduction, players in Valk ult now travel upward at a slightly slower speed. That makes a little bit more sense, and people can actually kind of hit you a little better now, which at higher levels didn't fucking matter. So yeah, Valk got dicked down pretty hard. And how'd you feel playing her, Kura?
I mean, I got to get a chance to use her ult, so I never had a chance on King's Canyon, sadly. But playing her itself, it didn't feel too badly for myself. Like, I was still able to jet away, still able to run away and get escape from silly situations.
Yeah. The orange coloration, kind of in the in-between zone between green and red, is actually kind of nice. It's a good touch. It's a smart quality of life thing.
Yeah, I think that if you really enjoyed Valk and you are good at Valk, you can still make Valk very good. These are like, make it harder, not as easy, but it's like, you just adapt. She's still probably gonna be a very top pick legend.
Yep.
Right. I mean, they're justified nerfs for sure, but time will tell whether or not it was too much or not. Mm-hmm. Just off of what I can see here, I think most of it will be fine and she'll still be a great legend. Just like you were saying, Kura. I mean, it's essentially just, echo what Kura said. He's right. Horizon, her ultimate's now easier to destroy, takes 50% more damage from explosives and has a adjusted hitbox. Watson got improvements to her tacticals. Newcastle, these were really good and they felt really good. So Newcastle's passive, Retrieve the Wounded, it increases move speed during revive by 25%. You can feel it for sure. Reduce the turn slow while reviving by 50%. Increase the white knockdown shield health from 150 to 200. Jeez. And increase blue knock shield from 250 to 300.
It was great, except when Kinder couldn't turn.
Yeah, I fucked that up. I was trying to strafe while carrying Kura into an area there, and I fucked it up and ended up getting his kill. But I had one really good revive there.
Yeah, you got a good revive.
It was sadly just a terrible situation all around. It was just funny that you screwed up the turn. You're going to die regardless.
It's really, I mean, it's really good whenever you use it tactfully. I don't fucking know. Let's see. The mobile shield, HP was increased from 350 to 500. And double the max movement speed. The movement speed, I think, is more important than the HP increase.
I think so.
But it feels a hell of a lot better to use now. And there is now a turn slow to the electrical barrier effect from the ultimate.
Which I was surprised I didn't already have.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. You played Maggie, so how'd she feel with her changes? Or do you want to run through those real quick first?
Oh, I didn't get a chance to use the cool parts of them, but Maggie... The riot drill, projectile launch speed was doubled. The wrecking ball will now travel 4 miles, or as they said, twice as far while dropping the same amount of magnets. Duration increased from 5 seconds to 10 seconds. Delay increased from 4 seconds to 8 seconds. And the wrecking ball will deal damage to enemy placed objects. Black market, castle walls, exhibit. What's the exhibit? I'm trying to remember what that one is. Like, it says exhibit.
I think that's Lil Nas X's fucking.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't
Seer. Seer.
Yeah, Seer. I keep forgetting Seer. I'm still not fucking on that.
This is what maybe Lil kind of said. I didn't have anybody using any of these for me to test out, but the Wrecking Ball now destroys the Black Market, the Castle Walls, Gibby's Bulb Dome, Mobile Shields, Black Hole, Amp Cover, Gas Barrels, just stuff that usually had to shoot or just was not really easily destroyed.
Yeah.
You can
it does damage to all of those. It does damage to all of those, and it destroys Gibby's Dome. It won't necessarily destroy any of those. It might, depending on how much damage they've already taken.
Yeah, but just like using Gibby's Dome is basically like, well, gotta wait for this to time out. Oh, wait a minute. I can throw a Wrecking Ball. But I mysteriously today saw very little Gibbies in the open areas and ranked. Like they got a couple.
It really was.
I like Gibby. I wish he wasn't having a so down bad.
Like it was weird though, because I'm sure people just not want to use him now because of this. It seems weird because I didn't see that many Maggies yet.
Yeah.
But like her actual ability to be able to throw it super far makes it nice to be able to like really run up and run down teams. It is beautiful to throw into people and just run into them. Sadly, yeah,
it really is.
I really want to throw this onto like these objects and see how quickly they decimate. But it's like no one was really using them.
Gotcha.
So all
right. And moving on, just really quick rapid fire stuff here. Rampart got some improvements to amp cover placement. Caustic had a bug fix where moving from friendly gas to unfriendly gas would keep the same damage tick as you transition between the two. Mirage decoys will now be scanned by Valk and Seer's Heartseeker. And Revenant's Death Totem will now show a placement preview when activated instead of placing immediately, which is a great change in my opinion. Crafting updates, just look at these. I'm going to read out all these numbers, but just know that crafting stuff has been changed. Except for the one big one, team use harvesters. When any player interacts with a materials harvester, all players in the team will be given the mats. Yeah. And they made adjustments to, adjust for this. Some pricings were changed on things. So just check those out for yourself. Keep that in mind. But now you don't have to go hunting for the same fucking mats everywhere. It's a really nice quality of life change.
Okay, so I can actually go through a few of these. So the map rotation for pubs is King's Canyon, World's Edge, and Storm Point.
Aww,
all Battle Royale maps. I know. Olympus is fun. Replicators and Crafting Bureaus have been rebalanced across all maps. So big change, ring adjustments. Ring 1 damage went from 2 to 3 HP per tick. So ring 1 is actually now ring 2. Scary, isn't it? I actually noticed that earlier. It was hurting a lot.
I was wondering why it was so bad.
Yeah, and ring 1 pre-shrink time decreased from 180 seconds to 60 seconds. So that's like 3 times less. So they're getting this to move fast. That's a big change.
Yeah, speeding really this game change. Up a bit, which is probably needed.
Honestly. Yeah, and then ring 1 closing time. KC went down. It increased by 20 seconds. World's Edge increased by 45 seconds. Storm Point increased by 20 seconds, and Olympus increased by 22 seconds. They're all about 3 minute 40 something or 4 minute and change.
Yeah, it looks like
they
just
all went up by that amount.
I think they try to get like the timers to be more consistent.
Yeah,
right.
And then World's Edge, they removed some frustrating rings, final rings at staging that were causing heal offs. Fragment East, loot buffed from low tier to medium. So that's a big, big thing.
Ooh, that'd be interesting, because Fragment East has like some shit loot.
Yeah, it has some real dog loot for how many, like, 10 squads land there or more. Added out of bounds to the West Rocks at Lava Siphon.
Oh, that was a nice location, but oh well, that's a fair.
Yeah, it's fair. It's tough. Quality of life. New mode and map name UI element on load screen and start flow. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. How many times have you got jebaited by your loading screen? Come on, be real. Every time. Winning and champion tags added to the scoreboard. added ability to use tap interact prompts when they conflict with hold. Reloading near down teammates is now a lot more reliable on controller. Okay. Added flourish to crafting materials in the top right of the HUD when they increase. Added a flourish to items if they become craftable while in the crafting station. Accessibility switch for turning on and off TTS. Text to speech defaulting to what your console or system has it set up to. That's cool. So whatever your console or system has as the default should be adopted by Apex. And dropping from dropships, the location of the POI player lands in is now displayed. That's interesting. Now there's a bajillion bug fixes. I'm just going to kind of skim through and bring up a few. Hipfire reticle is now changed size based on the field of view. That makes sense.
Honestly, we could probably skip most of these. Yeah. We are kind of running on time. So just checking bug fixes for yourself. I don't think there's anything too big.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a few weird things, but definitely give it a look. Cause you know, there's some stuff that affects certain legends and it's, you know, everyone's main is a different. So
there's one funny one on here that I think is for Kender, but not please. Truly.
Get him, get him.
Vending machines and Big Mod now have buyer protection. Too bad Kender didn't have that earlier.
I know, right? Now I fucked up and accidentally, instead of using legend tokens, I accidentally used like the premium currency to buy what's your bucket? The new
Vantage.
Character.
Vantage.
Vantage, thank you. I keep wanting to say Valkyrie, but I know it's not. But yeah, I accidentally used that, so unfortunate. I had like 100,000+ fucking legend tokens that I could have used, but no, I have to use the good currency. Just me being an idiot. Honestly, like, why is there no confirmation for that shit? Like, honestly. But
yeah, anyway. I didn't realize there was no confirmation. I just always used the legend tokens and didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, that sucks.
Feels bad, man. What do you
do? Yeah, yeah.
And then, but Big Mod's cool because I've accidentally bought guns I don't like there before and I've just been like pissed. And then okay, so we're gonna read through our responses from last week's question of the week. So do you think you will enjoy ranked on King's Canyon this season? Why or why not? Curry, you want to take us through some of the feelers on that one?
Do you think you'll enjoy ranked on KC this season? Why or why not? I know for myself, I love ranked on KC. I'll probably play a lot more ranked because I'm like, KC ranked? Hell yeah. It's my hometown. I gotta go back, especially with the quote unquote skull, not skull town, but relic. It's going to be fun times. But starting up, we have Adam Mom. Yes, I do. I'm pumped about the changes they've made, and I've missed playing on KC. So I think it'll be really fun. Then next up, we got Tana. I think I'll have fun for the first 2 weeks. Then I'll remember why I hate King's Canyon. Hopefully I'm wrong with the loot and the map changes. Well, I do disagree with the hate on King's Canyon, but I think you'll like these new changes, especially the new increased landmass with the relic being brought into there. Let's see, you got Django. A new question of the week, eh? I have always enjoyed ranked the same on all maps, except Stormpoint, because it feels even worse when my squad dies early on a map that massive. I enjoy Kings in general, though maybe I'm biased. Tonogram, all the new POI changes, making KC bigger and removing choke points is going to feel like a new map. I'm about it. Geo says, what is it? Pound sign, yes! Which I'm guessing that's just some kind of fire truck expletive or something. I'm coming back for ranked this season. And if anybody didn't realize, he's saying fuck.
Yeah. In case you don't speak French.
Hurdle3K is like, as someone who only grinds to plat, once simply to prove I could, the boys and I will actually probably rank this season. KC being the big reason. I know it's a longer grind because of all the third parties, but that suits our playstyle as a team. We don't like ratting our way to top 5 finish, so any map that can entice a fighting is one that we enjoy. Finishing 10th with 3 kills sounds more fun than finishing 2nd with 0 kills. Even if the RP dictates I should do the latter. Hashtag make ranked fun again. Thumbs up.
Someone put that on a hat, please.
Oh, Lord.
Make sure it's like a bright red hat so it just looks like a MAGA hat. And then someone calls you out for it. You're like, what? I just I play Apex. Fuck off.
Well, you don't respect the grind, bro?
Yeah, fuck you.
The trolls.
What are you, some kind of pansy? Doesn't play ranked.
next up, got the Hulk. I'm looking forward to ranked on King's Canyon because it's my favorite map. I just hope everyone doesn't just hot drop on the new Skull Town. I have 3 teams left in zone every 2 games. Well, I got some bad news.
Yeah, that'd be pretty weird, right?
we've landed sometimes and there was nobody in there. We're like, where is everybody?
Yeah, when it was across the fucking map. Nani the fuck?
Wow. Sigmund Emperor's Champion has, I'm just glad Casey is back.
I mean, same.
Yeah.
And that's about, oh, actually, like this hurdle had one little thing to Hulk. He's like, at least your placement RP will be guaranteed by landing on the northeast side. Not true.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't think did we see anybody landing up?
When it drops that way, like when the relic's far away from the drop ship and like late drop, barely anybody goes there and most people go northeast. If it's late, then people won't be dropping there. Might change.
Fair enough. All right. And anything else? This week's question of the week. Do you think Vantage will be nerfed? If so, how? And if not, why not? Spoiler alert. She's probably going to be fucking nerfed. I don't think there's really a question that she's going to be nerfed. It's just how. But well, if you don't feel like she should be nerfed, tell us why.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Because like, I think like maybe, but it's could just be we've got some good luck. Maybe it's like new start of the season. Maybe all people start learning how to play against her. But being able to see like white people pretty easily with an ult seems bad. Like, just unfair, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even Gibby ones, you can at least get out of there. But if you're a good shot with this, people are going to die.
Oh, yeah. They will die. All right, boys and girls, let's start closing things up. I would like to say thank you to our latest subscribers, Blazing Bob and Bullseye Benson with 3 subs. What's up, newest Discord members? The Kaiser ARG, Goomda, Matty D, 121. And of course, as always, thank you to our patrons, Adam Bomb, Bullseye Benson, Crazy 1813, Sev, Samurai 29, Whiskey Sticks, Raw Death 21, and Jerrica Tempest. We'd like to thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dropping Spicy. You can also follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network and catch our live stream of Game Night every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. Kerbar, where can we find you on social medias?
Well, if I'm not hiding from you all, you can follow me on Twitter at Kerbars, KURABARES, or eventually when I'm not living at work, twitch.tv/Kerbar. And you can also follow me talking about another EA game, Mass Effect, over at Squad Goals with my buddies Nick from Wild Talk and Chip from Wondrous Tales. Have a good time going for the
Mass Effect with all them cheeks, am I right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good cheeks in that game. And I'm hoping eventually, like we're getting near the end. We're about to finish up. And I'm hoping we can maybe hit the Andromeda a little bit before Mass Effect 4 comes out. Which,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, I do. And also, if I didn't mention it, you can also follow us at Squad Goals. Please tell us how we're wrong about Caden and his white breadness.
Oof. All right, Matt, where can we find you on social media?
Got me on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram as 3XOMATT. You can catch me on Discord and most game launchers as EXOMATT. So yeah, let's run some games. I'm hanging on here a lot, and yeah, it'd be fun to run some games sometime.
Hey. And of course, you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Steam, Origin, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else at Nerfkinder. Please, that's NERFKINDERPLS. You can also join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at mash.gg/discord. That is mash.gg/discord, where you can send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, compete in community tournaments, submit your clips of the week to be featured on social channels, or just find like-minded people to play with at almost any time of day and across the world. And of course, reply to our question of the week to have your answer featured on the show. You can also share the show with others and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify now. And if you want the direct link to the show, the RSS feed, and all of our other shows on the network, you can go to mashthosebuttons.com. That's the fastest way to get a hold of all of our content. You can also visit mtb.gg/support to see all of the ways you can support Mash Those Buttons, including our Humble Bundle affiliate link, and our PayPal one-time donation button. If you'd like to take your support even further, you can do that by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/smashthosebuttons. And you can support this show by joining a Dropping Spicy membership at $1.25 per episode or $5 per month. There's also a general support tier available at only $2 per month. And that's going to be it from us here at Dropping Spicy, if I can actually talk. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on the Mash Those Buttons Network. Stay spicy, boys, and keep your fucking heads down with bandage out, man.
Oh, God. Watch out for all the snipers, man.
Yeah, stay in cover.
Yeah.
Get up here.
Get up here. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.